Fun. Yes, fun. Carry on. 94.9 The River with Ken and Deb at 8:30. And yes, it is time for a virus-free River Morning Report. Why this song signifies virus-free, yes. I don't know, but it's because we're victorious.
I think it's a little bit sweaty.
I see no sweat. It's a victory thing.
Okay, because I feel more like the kid who just is showing off a popsicle stick creation.
You can do that too if you want.
30 degrees at Boise State. We have 29 degrees in the East End. Weather statistics for March. Average temperatures warmer than usual. We had more rain than average, and we had less snow than we normally see in March. U.S. Geological Survey has fielded a lot of questions on social media about whether the earthquake that we had on Tuesday was somehow connected to the Yellowstone volcano.
Not related to Yellowstone, related to the tectonic extension of the western U.S., but still a very good reminder that strong earthquakes can happen throughout the western U.S.
And of course, around Yellowstone, there are small earthquakes all the time.
They call it the caldera, is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, and by the way, we've had 145 earthquakes since Tuesday.
Oh, aftershocks?
Yeah.
I have not felt
a
one of
measured.
Them. I have not felt a one of them.
More than 2,000 sheep were let loose in the foothills near Avamore yesterday. They're going to graze on those rangelands for the next 3 weeks. So if you're using those trails to keep your pets on a leash, mountain bikers, get off the bikes and walk if you see the sheep nearby, because there are also guard dogs, mm-hmm. and they don't like bikes.
No.
So don't alarm them. Zoo Boise has two new residents. These are Stellar's sea eagles. They're giant. They look a lot like bald eagles, but they're even bigger than that.
Whoa.
Their names are Ursula and Vlad the Impaler. So you know they're friendly.
Okay.
And it's hoped that they will really, really, really like each other so there can be more sea eagles. Mm-hmm. Ticks are out and looking for rides on your dogs, especially if you are down along the Boise River. So check your puppers. Just pull the ticks off, put them in a sealed plastic bag, and throw them away. And two people have tagged me on Facebook about seeing aphids already this year in the yard and garden, specifically aphids that attack tulips.
Hmm.
Well, that's not common for this area. Ladybugs are not out yet to eat aphids. So the easiest thing to do is just rinse the plants with water. Aphids have really soft bodies and water can kill them.
Or you could threaten them and say, if you stay around here any longer, when the ladybugs get here,
you're really getting in trouble.
Yeah.
You can also just, you know, run your hands along the plant leaves and flower petals and wipe the aphids off. That kills them. Wear gloves if it's too icky for you, because aphids are sticky. Time for some fun foodie notes here. First, inventions. There is a Bob Ross waffle maker. It creates a waffle that looks just like his face and mostly his hair. That's $40.
I was going to say, wouldn't it be mostly his hair?
Yeah, that's what I said, mostly his hair. Okay, getting the last bit of ketchup out of a bottle or even lotion mm-hmm. can be tricky when the bottle has a small top and you can't right. stand it on its head. So that's why the Flip-It bottle attachment was invented.
Okay.
It stabilizes bottles upside down so all the contents can drain. That little kickstand costs $15. Otter Pops for adults. We've seen these in previous years. They're coming back. They're called Freezeritas.
Mm.
Margarita flavored ice bars, 8% alcohol. And we have new treats from the Oreo Cookie Company. Not cookies. These are frozen treats. They have ice cream cones, sandwiches, and bars. And the marketing for the three of those in order are Hold Me, Bite Me, and Lick Me. So don't take that out of context. Yep, y'all took it out of context.
No. I think it was out of order.